Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Better Living. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi, continuing our conversation about Battered and Beautiful. We just got done speaking with Jennifer Foster, their president and organizer. We switch now to Ponce Duran. He is their director of marketing communications, but he also works for the Grapevine Chamber of Commerce, but now Grapevine United Charities. We've got a lot to talk about and a lot to figure out. First of all, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I really appreciate you being here. Okay, so you work with the Grapevine Chamber.
Right. The Chamber is a business association here and there in Grapevine, and it's about 1,200 member businesses, and it's our business advocacy and networking group that we have out there.
And so what do you do for them?
I do everything, social media, web development, photography, videography, graphic design, whatever else they make me do.
So you're a busy man over there.
Yes.
How long have you been there?
About a year and a half now.
Year and a half. Yeah. All right. Are you enjoying it?
I love it. Love it. Great business community. Great now charitable arm now that it's been created.
And that's what I was kind of joking around at the beginning. When you showed up, you mentioned that this was the Grapevine Chamber of Commerce. It was that when this will air, it has changed over to now the Grapevine United Charities.
Yeah. So we have a 501c3 foundation side, and it still is the Grapevine Chamber Foundation. But as of about an hour ago, we have a DBA now that is the Grapevine Charities, or Grapevine United Charities. I should get it right.
And brand new. Don't worry about it.
Brand new. It's literally brand new. And it was designed to encompass more charitable action and more opportunity for local Grapevine charities. And obviously the foundation is, an extension of the Chamber of Commerce. And so I think that originally it was intended to have more of a purely business entrepreneurial aspect of it. And now it's really kind of broadened its horizons because of Battered and Beautiful and Jenny Foster.
So the Grapevine Chamber still exists,
right?
Still working with businesses and try and help entrepreneurs in the city of Grapevine. Now, you also have, so is it a different arm, let's say?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and that's Grapevine United Charities, and you guys are just going to focus on charitable operations in the city of Grapevine.
Yeah.
Now, what was the reason why you guys wanted to separate those? You said it was important for the city to separate these, but what was the impetus there?
So the Chamber side, is still a very business-focused organization, and I think that the Grapevine Chamber Foundation was created 5 years ago, and Mary Jo Talene is our great director of the foundation, and it just kind of evolved to the need for a broader scope for simply just a, business foundation, and I think that, Battered and Beautiful was the poster child for that. To, hey, we can help more people with our apparatus, financial apparatus, having an active 501c3. At the same time, some of the staff, like our director of programs, Mary Jo Tellen, who runs the foundation, and then me, who's communications, we help out on the foundation side as well.
So when did you find out about Battered and Beautiful? When did you start working with this organization?
So pretty early. So I think. I had started in March of 17, and Jenny had just come through and talked to Perry Leonard and brought it her business plan to the Grapevine Chamber Foundation board, and they had just okayed everything. So she walked in one day, and she's like, "Who are you?" And, "Well, who are you?" And so we got to know each other, and it's been a lot of fun. So I help out with a little bit of their graphic design, a couple interview preps now that Jenny has a few of these coming up. We just try and be a real support organization and give her whatever she needs to try and really be successful.
You had mentioned that you work with other chambers, and this is kind of where you had been professionally.
Yeah.
Had you had any experience with charitable organizations?
Yeah, so I was a congressional aide back in the day, and I say back in the day, it's like 2008, right? So
it's all the way back then.
It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? It's 10 years.
It's 10 years.
Which is weird.
I know. We're old.
It's weird. We're old.
And so I got involved with the Dallas Junior Chamber of Commerce, and I became their president and chairman probably about 7 years ago. And that's how I kind of got involved in the charitable aspect of the business community. And I
had you seen organizations like Battered and Beautiful work with the city before, or is this your first dealing with something like that?
This is something different, too. And like, we are officially separate from the city, but, you know, we are in the city of Grapevine. But no, most chamber charities are chamber foundations are very business focused. Like, they only do business things, and it's a very tight focus. So this is the first one I've seen, really, that maybe other than a few others here in town that.
Do you think more organizations are going to kind of follow in these footsteps? Do you think you're setting something up that's important? Because I see so many businesses now mixing with nonprofits and vice versa. It seems that they're just hand in hand now, and there's no real separation. They're working together. So do you think this is going to kind of take off?
Yeah, no, I think businesses are interested in bettering the community. They really are. And that's kind of what the chambers in general were created to do, to better the community through business. And I think this is a natural extension of, you know, there's some real quality charities and some real, you know, hard-hitting issues that need to be addressed. And they need, you know, funding and infrastructure and help to go to do that. And it kind of has evolved business cares. And, you know, this is how we're going to show it.
Have you been surprised at the growth of this organization? Because like you were saying, it really, it's been quick and putting on events and a lot of events and getting a lot more people involved. So have you been shocked at how fast this organization has been able to blossom?
Yeah, and I'll be honest, a lot of people are big talkers. They'll say, I want to do this, I want to do this. You never see them again. They're gone. Or, you know, they'll ghost themselves out of existence. But no, Jenny, I mean, is like completely dedicated and is always there. And, you know, she even answers her emails quickly or text messages quickly. I mean, like, she's very, like, this is her passion and this is what she believes in. And I mean, and it's only been a year with the Grapevine Chamber Foundation / Grapevine United Charities. And I mean, you've, what, surpassed her business plan and are having bigger and bigger events, so.
Is the city looking forward to bringing in more charities in the same way that they have brought in Battered and Beautiful?
I think so. I think with the name change, I think that this is going to broaden the horizon for what you know, what could be taken in. There's four different organizations underneath the Grapevine Chamber Foundation / Grapevine United Charities, including the women's division, our Kathy Livy Good Foundation, one other thing, and then of course Battered and Beautiful. So this is kind of the, you know, the restructure to take in more.
So, I mean, this, we're kind of joking. I mean, this, but it's not a joke. This is just happening.
Yeah, right now.
So are you prepared for the future as far as how this new organization is going to run? Or are you excited that it's kind of a blank slate?
I think Mary Jo, when, you know, she really pushed the new name. The foundation is the governing foundation and apparatus is still the same. So I think it's really what the foundation board will allow, and the Chamber of Commerce, of course, you know, what they see as, you know, relevant charities. But I mean, for a Chamber of Commerce foundation to take on a Battered and Beautiful type organization that, you know, frankly has very little to do with business, but is addressing a very important topic, is that jump.
Talk to me about your involvement with Battered and Beautiful. What have you done with this organization? Have you helped out at any of the events, or have you seen the work firsthand?
Yeah. So I think I stopped by a couple times. Jenny was actually, I think you were gone for one of them, and then Jenny, I think you had to go to your job in the middle of one of the events and then come back. So I primarily help out, I think, on social media and some graphic design, and really using the Grapevine Chamber communications apparatus to push and gain awareness for Battered and Beautiful, since, you know.
We talked a little bit about this in the previous interview, but you're doing so much work online. Do you see that people are more open to discussing the topic of domestic violence nowadays as opposed to maybe, let's say, 10 years ago? Do you think that people are more open and willing to talk about a subject that was actually really kind of pushed under the rug and people did not want to talk about at all?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago that it was one of these things where that you could only talk about it behind closed doors. This was not a public thing, you know, out of shame or embarrassment or maybe hell, lack of awareness. But now I think the last couple of years you really see, you know, a lot of these issues being brought to the forefront. It's become a conversation topic that people will not only talk about, but I think the younger generations really engage.
And just being able to use this in a positive sense, because you can talk about it till you're blue in the face, but actually helping people and making a difference. Do you feel that that's why the education side of this organization is so important?
It really is. Like Jenny said, this is a tough, these are tough subjects. I mean, you're talking about like date rape, you know, human trafficking. These are like real hard, heavy things. And Not a lot of people want to, you know, be out in front and be the face of an organization that talks about these things. And, you know, that's why I think we value Jenny so much, is because she's willing to do that in a positive and educative light for people. And at the same time, you know, she'll really talk about it.
It's hard to present this information in a, let's say, a palatable form.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So have you been impressed with how the organization is able to push this information?
Yeah. If anything, it's become harder digitally, because Jenny can talk about it and knows all these stats and knows, you know, the great way. But we've actually been halted a couple times on social media for, you know, date rape, and it flags Facebook's, you know, filters that, you know, we're talking about something, and we'll have to appeal, be like, no, this is an educative piece of what we're trying to do, you know.
Have you been shut down before where you weren't able to get around that barrier, or do once people figure out what you're talking about, there, you get past that gatekeeper, let's say?
Yeah, once we get past the gatekeeper, everyone's like, oh, I understand, but I think it's more of the machine rather than the person. You know, they flag certain types of, you know, child sex trafficking, you know, date rape, you know, these are not
sure.
things that people routinely talk about. That
I don't want to Google those words.
No, exactly. That are good people. So it's one of these things where we have to, you know, we'll have to appeal, and or we'll have to say, hey, this is what we're trying to do. We're, you know, we're trying to gain awareness.
Just at least in person, and, you know, as far as like the chamber and the people that would be working with this, do you feel that people kind of have an apprehension at first when they know they're going to be dealing with this subject, but then they open up once they find out the people that are involved with it?
Yeah, definitely. And then, you know, the full foundation and chamber backs Battered and Beautiful. I mean, we like, you know, we're 100% in.
Yeah, you guys couldn't be more supportive.
Exactly.
You're a part of this organization.
Right. So, and so that's the thing is, and I think people are willing to talk about it. It really is. Things have changed in a positive way where it's like, all right, this is a problem. Let's do something about it. And how can we help?
Have you been surprised how it has impacted your life, at least personally?
Yeah, no, it's one of these things that, like, you always want to do something, you want to help, but you don't really know how to, between, you know, family and job and career and, you know, life's craziness, and to find a real life organization that actually does that with someone who cares, you know, it's your way to give back, your way to contribute.
Okay, so you guys have a big event coming up. It's at the Sloan and Williams Winery. This is happening August 8th. How involved are you with a lot of these events that you guys put together? Because you're doing a different side. Yours would probably be more promotions, communications about the event, as opposed to setting up tables and plugging in amps. So do you get roped into events too, or do you kind of stay separate? Do you like to show up and have a glass of wine and enjoy? Or how do you fit into that?
I think that there's always work to be done, and we're always willing to help wherever that may be. If, you know, she asked me to, you know, put together a table and plug in an amp so an electric guitar can play, I'll be more than happy to do it.
Absolutely. All right. So once again, the Grapevine United Charities is just starting. You guys are pushing into new territory. What's on the horizon? Where are you guys going to go to first, do you think?
Yeah, I think we're kind of looking for that next Jenny Foster. Yeah, we really are. You need someone who's really passionate, who really wants to run the organization, and then the support mechanism would be us. And so how do you recruit? How do you find those people? We're not
yeah.
quite sure.
It's going to be
They're
tough because a very high bar has been set.
Yes.
And so that kind of could be tough, but it's going to be the key to success.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and you need that person. You know, the Chamber of Commerce can't run, you know, nonprofit charities on top of trying to run, you know, a business association. But if you have that champion, that person who really, you know, will make it their mission, supporting those people is not only very doable, but you can, you know, have a lot of those underneath this new umbrella.
It's an exciting time, and it's great to hear that the city is jumping behind this with so much force. I think it's going to end up being a great thing for the city and for any other upcoming charitable organizations that are on the horizon. It's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. So we do have one other thing. The Kathy Livingood Memorial Scholarship Fund, which actually gives money to abused and battered women for college tuition. And so that they're actually having their event at Sloan and Williams on September 6th. So it's kind of the same setup, but they have almost the same specials, but we're just a month later. So another charity under the Grapevine Chamber Foundation / United Charities.
There you have it. All right. Well, we'll talk about the one that's coming up more recently. And once again, it's a benefit concert for Battered and Beautiful happening August 8th over at Sloan and Williams Winery in Grapevine, Texas. It's going to start at 6 o'clock and go until 10 p.m. Ben and Julia are going to be playing, among other artists. It's going to be a great event, so please get out there and enjoy it. For more details, log on to batteredandbeautiful.org. I've been speaking with Ponce de Ron. He is the Director of Marketing and Communications for Grapevine United Charities and for Battered and Beautiful. And anybody else? Am I missing anything?
Those chamber people do pay me, so I should give them the plug. And the Grapevine Chamber.
It was great speaking with you, man. Good luck with the event and everything happening over in Grapevine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick, for having us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.